everybody. It's our special Christmas edition of the 13 o'clock podcast.
Oh, no, not Christmas.
Yeah, I know. Well, because, you know, this will be out on Tuesday and Christmas is Sunday. So we thought we'd do kind of a little Christmas kind of theme.
What'd you dig up for us this time?
Well, we're going to do... Well, you know, everybody's heard of, like, the Krampus, right? Or Krampus, if you want to say it like that. But what maybe a lot of people know, like, you know, that's gotten very popular in the last few years, but actually from a lot of places around the world, particularly Eastern Europe and in Iceland and stuff like that, there's actually a lot of other really weird monsters and like other kind of creatures or like bad dudes that accompany Santa Claus.
Okay. So what's the name of this episode?
On his nightly rounds. So we're calling
Christmas
this one
monsters?
We're calling this one Creepy Christmas Creatures.
Okay.
Because I like alliteration.
That sounds good then. Well, I don't know anything about this, so I'm just going to be the audience today and I'll just ask questions and you can take me for a ride with all the stuff that you dug up.
Yeah.
Because that's what you do.
I dig.
Yeah, you dig stuff up and then show it to people.
And, you know, hopefully.
It had to be good stories, though.
Yeah.
There's other stuff you could dig up.
Well, some of this stuff. Now, and I have to say, I mean, I had been I wasn't sure if I wanted to do a themed one, but I said, you know, I feel like the modern day, they've kind of lost the old, like, creepiness that Christmas used to have. Because, I mean, like, in the Victorian era, it was traditional to read ghost stories on Christmas. And there are a lot of, you know, you had, like, Charles Dickens and all that. And, you know, so that was a traditional thing to do. And I feel like that's not really, like, that tradition's kind of been lost.
It used to be kind of like a Grimm's fairy tale.
Yeah. And I really, really like that aspect of the holiday. And it's a shame that it's not more recognized. But in a lot of other cultures, it still is. Because, you know, now, like, particularly in the West where we have Christmas and it's all happy fucking, you know, Santa and angels and elves. And they're bringing presents to all the children and blah, blah, blah. But... you know, in a lot of other cultures, Santa has, like, dark counterparts.
Yeah. I think Christmas was mostly invented by the Coca-Cola company, wasn't it?
No, that's it. That's actually an urban legend.
Okay.
Well, Santa Claus came from, you know, actual people, like, you know, St. Nicholas and all that kind of stuff and what he was wearing. But that is a pretty common urban legend that Coca-Cola invented.
All right, so I'm wrong about that.
Well, a lot of people do believe that, though, but it's not. He's actually a much older character. He came over with the Dutch immigrants.
Let's talk about Star Wars.
Yes, we got up early this morning. We're recording this on Monday.
Yeah.
We got up early this morning and went to see Rogue One.
It was good.
It was pretty epic, I gotta say.
I'm gonna go ahead and say that people are gonna say that Rogue One is better than Force Awakens.
It's a different kind of movie.
It's very different, but I think people are going to say that one's better.
I mean, Force Awakens was kind of like, was a fun movie.
Yeah.
This one was kind of a dark, it's like a war film, really.
Yeah,
it's
cool.
Essentially a war movie.
It was cool. Just kind of, you know, gives you some hope that they'll be able to do, you know, a bunch of cool side stories around.
Now, I think I just read today that aren't the next one that's coming out in 2018, the next quote unquote anthology film.
Yeah.
I think it's a Han Solo backstory type of, like, a young Han Solo.
Cool.
So yeah, that actually might be cool. Although we were talking in the car on the way back that we thought
I want a Darth Vader one.
Yeah. We thought it would be cool. Not like, you know, Anakin Skywalker, cause you know, that was lame, but kind of a thing where, Darth Vader goes on a quest to, like, find, like, a Sith temple or
remember
something.
Remember in the last time we talked about Star Wars last week?
Yeah, go watch that episode. We won't talk about Star Wars the whole time.
I was saying that I believe Snoke is Darth Plagueis the Wise. Wouldn't surprise me if you could make a side mission. Vader goes out to find Darth Plagueis the Wise and help resurrect him somehow.
That would be super cool. And then that would, like, all tie in with Force Awakens. It would tie all of it together.
Yeah, Vader go into some ancient Sith temple to find, you know, Darth Plagueis and somehow brings him back to life or helps resurrect him, something like that. You know, he has to go through these Sith tombs and crap.
See, this is why I said on last week's show that you should write these movies.
Yeah, I could write a cool one like that.
You could.
Yeah. Anyway.
Anyway.
Let's get back to what we're doing.
Christmas.
Yes.
So, like I said... probably everybody by now, you know, they made that movie Krampus that was about Krampus. And that was actually, it was a pretty entertaining, it's a horror comedy. So it was fun. I particularly liked the murderous gingerbread men. That was pretty rad. But so most people are familiar with that. But there are a lot of other characters. Now, Krampus, they didn't really go into this in the movie so much, which I think is maybe what a lot of people will be familiar with. But it's kind of like Krampus is actually, he comes with Santa Claus.
He does?
Yeah.
Well, not in the sleigh.
Not in the sleigh.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah, he's kind of like, Krampus is not so intimidating when you think of him riding in the sleigh.
He's in the sleigh, you know, with Santa, yeah.
With Santa, that'd like awesome. Sitting there, they're singing carols and shit.
That was the first thing that came to mind. That was the direction I was going to go with.
It's pretty funny. I never thought of that, actually. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so, you know, Santa's the guy that brings stuff to all the good children. Mm-hmm. While Krampus is the one that if the kid's been bad, you know, Krampus will take the kids and stuff them in a bag and either eat them or take them to hell.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And he has you know, cloven hooves and everything.
Yeah. That's back when you used to tell your kids the truth.
Right. That's what I mean. See, I feel like we've lost that. Like, Christmas has become so sanitized. I mean, think how rad that used to be. Like, you could say, you better not be bad or Krampus is going to eat you.
Eat you, yeah.
You know, that's awesome.
Throw a bag over you.
Yeah, and he looks like a devil and everything.
And it's your fault.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, get with the program, kid. But, yeah, so. But like I said, in other parts of the world, Santa has other companions who are usually, like, you know, meeting out the punishment.
Right.
So Santa can get all the accolades for being the good guy.
Right.
But it's a good cop, bad cop.
Well, it's like God and the
situation.
Devil. God
yeah.
and the devil.
So, you know, Santa's going to come bring presents and his little buddies are going to, like, beat the kids into submission.
The choices are between presents or getting eaten or heaven or hell.
Yeah.
I think I'll take those presents overall.
Yeah, I definitely wanted the presents.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so other than Krampus, another German guy.
What did Krampus actually look like, though, before we get off?
Well, he looks kind of like the devil, honestly. He usually has, like, big horns.
Right.
He has, like, a tongue sticking out.
Okay.
Cloven hooves, that kind of stuff.
Okay.
It's funny because a lot of, like, old German Christmas cards, like, you can look up some of them, will have pictures of the Krampus, like, this terrifying-looking black thing with horns and shit.
Okay.
Like stuffing the kids in a bag. And the kids' facial expressions are so awesome. They're like, oh no! You know what I mean? Stuffing it in a face. Like, oh man! Okay, yeah. I'm gonna get eaten now.
Cool.
In the movie that they made, I think it came out in 2014 or 2015, the horror comedy they made, Krampus was actually not eating the children, but he was taking them to hell.
Right.
So he put them in a bag and he threw them. And actually, he wasn't
take them to hell and eat them later.
Yeah. Just saving that shit.
They can roast them down there.
Yeah. Well, no, there you go.
They're cooked, yeah.
Two for one.
You can stop
and actually,
them.
He wasn't just killing the children. He was killing everybody.
Right. Like you do.
Spoiler alert.
If you're going to kill the kids, you might as well just kill everybody.
Well, yeah. They just killed everybody. And he killed everybody because they forgot about the Christmas spirit because they were getting all crabby and shit about
it. Okay, yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
That's
so good. That was the direction they took it. But traditionally, the character is there to beat the kids if they're bad.
Yeah.
And take them away. Now, there's another one in Germany. And I know I'm going to murder all the pronunciations.
It's always the Germans coming up with this weird shit.
The Germans or the people in Iceland have some pretty fucked up ones, too.
Yeah.
Actually, the ones in Iceland are more fucked up than the Germans.
You
can see why Bjork is so weird.
Yeah, when you get that white, you come up with some weird shit.
I guess so. The whitest people
back in the honky motherland.
The honky motherland. Okay.
Yeah.
So, I mean, forgive me because I know I'm going to murder all these pronunciations because, you know, I don't speak German and I don't speak Icelandic.
Just give it your best.
But there's another one called Necht Ruprecht. And now he is kind of like Santa Claus, but...
Necht Ruprecht, huh?
Necht Ruprecht.
Okay. It's almost Klingon.
Yeah. Santa's attendant Klingon.
Yeah.
And he is St. Nicholas's attendant, and he carries the bag of gifts. So Santa doesn't even have to carry the fucking presents, man, because Santa's the man, and he's the boss, and he has people for that.
You're right.
So... Necht Ruprecht, he carries the bag of gifts. However, he also has a big rod. And okay. You know what the fucking rod is.
Oh, man, he can do with a big rod. Sounds bad already. Children and men with big rods. Oh, shit. I gotta go.
This is my kind of Christmas. Yeah. Oh, man.
Crazy.
Men with big rods.
Okay.
Presents. Okay.
Big sack.
There you go. That too.
Big full sack and a big old
rod. Oh, boy.
Knock it off. God damn.
Okay. One, it's a Christmas show. It's Christmas fun. Spirit, this is kind of going off in directions I didn't even expect, and it's wonderful.
I'm in a good mood.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, we just had pizza and we just had Star Wars. That's that was pretty rad.
Now we need is eggnog and rum.
Well, we can have some of that later.
And we'll play some Christmas music.
Yeah.
You like that?
That'd be a fun idea.
All righty.
All right. I'm putting the Pogues on.
Okay.
He's like, no. Are the Ramones. Yeah, so... and here's the funny thing. A lot of these, like, German, you know, Netherlands, stuff like that, like, a lot of these Santa's attendants are black. Like, and when people dress up as them, they wear blackface.
Right.
Which, as you can tell, is a little problematic in the modern era.
I saw now, them doing it, though.
Yeah, they still do it.
I still do it, yeah.
It's kind of controversial nowadays. But next, Ruprecht is actually black because of soot, because he's supposed to be crawling over the chimneys and stuff like that. And so if people that dress up as him, and people still do it in Germany nowadays, I don't, you know, the tradition might be fading now because America, you know, America's Christmas traditions are kind of taking over everything. But but sometimes you see the guys, they have like beards and they have like a big rod. A big staff, you know, to beat kids with, like you do. And, you know, they have bags of ashes. So I'm not entirely sure what that's for. But so what Next Ruprecht does is he grills the kids on whether they've been praying or not.
Okay.
And then if the kids have been praying, and he gives them like a test, like a pop quiz.
Right.
About their prayers and stuff. And then... if the kids pass the test, then they get get fruit and candy and gingerbread and all that good stuff. And if they get the questions wrong, then he'll beat the fucking stuffing out of them.
With a stick.
There's a, sorry. Awesome. Yeah, children. That's awesome. Children beating. That's pretty rad. I love
white people. And kids with sticks and shit. Did you pray?
No. Whack.
Yeah. Only back in the honky motherland could you do that.
Child abuse. It's what Christmas is all about.
Brought to you by Carl's Jr.
And funnily enough, Next Ruprecht, he also gives like crappy gifts to bad kids too, like rocks or coal or whatever. And so, you know, that might have been where, because it seems like the American Santa, he kind of gets, he doesn't beat kids to death or anything or eat them or anything. It's not that I know of, except in those couple of horror movies. But, you know, that's the worst he'll do, right? Is he'll give you a piece of coal.
Yeah.
If you fucked up.
Yeah.
Which, you know.
Or not bring you,
Or not bring you anything.
Switches.
Fuck you, kid.
Give you some switches. And
you get no Xbox this year.
Yeah.
Have your coal and like it.
Yeah. What's next?
So another one is called Belsnickel.
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 That sounds like a flavor of ice cream, isn't it? Give me two scoops of that Belsnickel ice cream right there.
What would the flavor be? It'd
be kind of like eggnog and
snickerdoodle. Yeah. Like cinnamon. Yeah, yeah, it would have cinnamon in it and nutmeg.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Call it Ben and Jerry. New holiday Belsnickel flavor.
Yeah. Belsnickel.
That actually does sound pretty
good. It's awesome. Make a candy bar. I like it.
Now, Belsnickel, he's kind of considered, he's considered a companion of Santa, but he comes separately. He doesn't come with Santa.
He's got his own ride.
He's not Santa's bitch. Yeah.
He comes in on Uber.
Yeah. He Ubers in to bring the toy. So here's what I'm thinking, though. So, like, Santa comes with Next Ruprecht and Krampus and all that. They're beating the children. They're bringing them presents.
This is a fucking parade. Okay.
And then, but Belsnickel comes at a different time. And I'm like, how many fucking presents are these kids getting? God damn, I never got that much shit.
Hand them out. Hand them out.
You know?
Yeah. It's time to get presents or get beaten. Weird occasions. It might be both at the same time.
Yeah, some kids might like that.
Yeah, right.
That is their present. Yeah.
That was the genesis.
Thank of you, sir. May I have another?
The genesis of the BDSM scene.
I guess it was. But yeah. So all Belsnickel will do, he doesn't beat the kids to death. He just threatens them. Like, he will, like, you know, okay. You know how, like, in The Godfather with the horse head in the bed?
Yeah.
It's that kind of thing. He will leave a big stick in your stocking.
Okay, yeah.
Give he won't warning. Actually hit you, but that's, like, the threat.
Yeah, yeah, give you warnings. Yeah.
So Belsnickel is not, and he's not really a monster per se. Like, he wears a mask, and he's kind of creepy looking. But he looks like a person. Like, when there was, he looks like a little short fat guy.
Okay.
Now, remember when I said earlier about the blackface?
Yeah.
Okay, well, there's another one he's called, and I don't want to pronounce the Dutch one, but I'm going to try, called Zwarte Piet, which I think is the Dutch. It's also called Black Peter.
Okay.
And this is Dutch, I believe, and I think they know of him in England, too, because I think in England they call him Black Peter. Although it started out in the Netherlands. And, he's a helper of St. Nicholas. Now, he has to go over the roofs and kind of, essentially, he's Santa's reconnaissance team. All right. Like, he has to go around on the roofs and look in the chimneys and make sure the kids aren't misbehaving.
So he's got a lot of work to do before the sleigh shows up.
Yeah.
He's got to check it all out.
That's what I mean. Yeah. He's like, he's got to go in there first. Yeah. And check everything out.
Right.
Now, Black Peter started out as, and like I said, the character, whenever you see somebody in the character, and if you go on the Wikipedia page for Zwarte Piet or Black Peter, you'll see what it looks like. It's usually someone in blackface with like a Renaissance looking duds on, like one of those big puffy Rembrandt hats and like those big ass fucking collars.
Yeah.
And they also have lipstick and earrings on, although I don't know why that is. It
looks like he's in drag.
Yeah, and it's like, and also they have kind of a big fluffy Afro wig. Like, I don't understand. Here's the thing. He started out, he was supposed to be a Moor from Spain, which is why he's in, why it's blackface. Okay. So I don't know, but I don't know why. Like, okay, a curly Afro wig. All right. Yeah. I don't like it, but I understand. Why? But
what's
lipstick
purpose?
And earrings, though. Why? It's supposed to be a dude. It's not Black Patricia.
I don't know, man.
It's Black Peter.
I don't know.
Peter, yeah. I don't get it. So I don't, and I don't think anybody else knows either. They're just like, that's
just how it can.
Lipstick and earring. That's
well, the earrings
what we
might
do.
Have something to do with like being a seafarer.
It could be that, yeah. But we'll explain the lipstick then.
I don't know, man. I'm just gonna let that lie. I'm not gonna address that. That's just how they're doing it. Over
yeah, there. They're just that's just how okay. they roll. Okay. Right. So yeah. So Black Peter is.
It's very silly.
It is very silly. But you know these characters. I mean, they're so rooted far back in history, because I'm sure, as everyone listening knows, is a smart person.
They probably don't know where that came
and
from.
And they probably don't. But like I said, I mean, all of the tradition, like Christmas traditions, are so old.
Yeah.
And I mean, you know how some people are like, oh, put Christ back in Christmas. Fuck that. It's pagan. It goes back thousands and thousands and thousands of years. And everything we have now, partying, the fucking Christmas trees, the holly, the mistletoe, all that stuff is fucking pagan, and it is thousands and thousands of years old.
And they probably don't even know where it came from.
And they probably don't even know. They're just like, we just do this. My parents did it like this. My grandparents did it.
To make a good analogy, if you go to a Trump rally, you're going to see somebody dressed up as a wall with bricks on them and
really?
Everything. Yeah. Wouldn't that be a trip 100 years from now? You're just going to have a character called the Wall who walks around. The dude dressed up as a wall.
And everyone's like,
we don't know where that
maybe
came
it has
from.
Something to do with Pink Floyd. I don't
know.
Yeah,
the wall. Yeah.
He just really liked Pink Floyd.
Yeah, that'd be funny. Donald Trump, long forgotten, but then there's a dude walking around on a wall, and he's walking around dressed as a wall.
That's hysterical, though.
Yeah.
So
I'm just, sleepy. I'm just making this up. I'm just making this up as I go along.
That is funny, though. Okay, so like I said. Other than a couple of these other characters that, like I said, they beat children or threaten to beat children. But there are a couple that are worse, that do worse things. And one of these is named, and this is French, and I took French, but Père Fouettard. which is French for father whipper.
Okay.
Not like a dude that whips fathers, but like a father who whips other people.
I gotcha.
Evidently.
Whipping daddy.
Whipping. Yeah.
Whip daddy.
That's essentially what his name is.
Yeah, yeah, there should be a rapper named like that, Whip Daddy.
Whip Daddy. Whip yeah, daddy, is yeah. there? Does anybody
there's
know?
There's going
to be. There's going to be. Now yeah, there is.
Now that I said it.
Now there is. And now there's going to be an ice cream flavor named Bellsnickel, too.
Bellsnickel, yeah.
And then, oh, wouldn't it be cool if they got those two together?
Yeah.
Like, he could be on the package or, like, yeah. be on their commercials or something.
Okay, so what tell us about Whip Daddy?
Well, well, this guy, the legend surrounding him, now he goes around, he dispenses lumps of coal and stuff like that, and floggings. Ooh. To the naughty children, floggings. That sounds...
This is some kinky shit.
Dirty. I know, it really is. I had no idea. Well, I did, because I read it, but now that I'm, like, saying it out yeah. loud, I'm like, holy crap.
Yeah.
We got some fucking... So, apparently, this character, the legend surrounding him, and I don't know if it was actually based on a real dude or whatever, but the first story that was told about him was... goes back to 1150. Hmm. That was when the first story about him came out. So this is a very old legend. Now, in some legends, he's an innkeeper, but in other ones, he's a butcher.
Okay.
Now, for some reason, he kidnaps three little boys. The three little boys are rich boys, and yeah. they're going down their little rich boy way.
This is sounding bad already.
It doesn't end well. Yeah. Spoiler alert.
It's always these grown men with these children. It's upsetting. Floggings and okay.
I know. See what I'm
lumps. Like. Lumps
this is some
of
dark
coal
shit, you guys. This is some
big
dark
rods
shit.
And terrible. Terrible, terrible.
So these three little rich boys are walking down the street. They're going to enroll in a boarding school, a religious right. boarding school, because they're rich and pious and right. they're, you know, saintly and whatnot. So, except the butcher, you know, Whip Daddy,
yeah.
him and his wife kidnap the children and kill them.
Okay.
Now, there are different versions about how they kill them,
mm-hmm.
but the most gory one mm-hmm. is that they drug the children, they slit their throats,
mm-hmm.
and then cut them up.
Mm-hmm.
And make them into a stew.
Okay, yeah.
Okay. So generally, however he kills, basically he chops up and eats three children. And Saint Nicholas finds out about this shit.
Yeah.
Even though this kind of shit probably went on all the time, so I don't know why Saint Nicholas suddenly got all butthurt about this yeah. one particular, but he just yeah. really liked those particular kids, I guess.
Right, they were the good ones.
They were the good ones. They were the yeah. only three good children on earth. He's like, fuck the rest of them, Jesus. Yeah. But, so St. Nicholas found out about the kids and brought them back to life.
Okay. He pulled a Jesus.
He did.
Okay, yeah.
He's like, you know, be yeah, raised. Yeah. I don't know, like, how, because they were in pieces and they were in a stew,
yeah.
and if Whip Daddy ate the stew,
yeah,
then did he resurrect it? Oh.
No, I didn't
resurrect it. I don't like the implications of this.
Maybe he just transmuted.
Maybe he just went poof.
Yeah, just poof, and they popped.
And they
back
came back, and they're like, "What the? Yeah, I was in happened? Someone's digestive tract. Yeah. What was going on? It was awful."
It's like he reversed time.
Yeah, I guess that's what happened. Okay, and so basically, Saint Nicholas said because the butcher was such an asshat
mm-hmm.
that he had to follow him around.
Okay.
Like forever.
Right.
Although, so it was like punishment.
Right.
But in a way, why would it be punishment? Because he gets to go, he gets to live forever. He gets yeah. to follow Santa around and beat children, which he's super into.
Okay.
I don't know why that's a punishment.
That's late Middle Ages, early Renaissance thinking, you know, it's there.
I guess so. Yeah. But yeah, so that's
they were about... cruel and superstitious people.
I suppose they were.
I'm sure they were eating children all the time when times got hard.
Well, yeah, I mean, what else are you going to do with them? They can't yeah. work in the field, right? Yeah. I mean, especially yeah. when they're just toddlers and they can't,
I've heard stories, you know, when it got cold and they got hungry back then in those days, they ate kids.
It wouldn't strike me.
Because the whole villages were starving, you know.
I know it's terrible, you guys, yeah. in the modern age and stuff like that, but from a pragmatic standpoint,
yeah.
I mean, until the kid is 5 or 6 years old, they can work.
They're a burden, yeah.
Yeah, it's like what, and when they're really little, yeah. they can't go anywhere. So it's like there they are, and you can just.
We got to make it through this winter. We got to feed all the other ones, so you're going in the pot.
Just put them on a spit. Oh,
Donner party shit.
This is some nasty shit right here. But it's just Christmas, you guys. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. People always talk about the good old days. Nah, not really.
Yeah, I don't think I would go back. I would not go back to there. I mean, because, it sucked back then.
Sure,
you guys.
It did.
You know, I don't even want to go back like 50 years and get fucking polio.
They didn't have flush toilets. They didn't have showers. Right. They didn't have hot water. They didn't have anything.
See what I mean?
Dirty.
Fuck that.
No toilet paper. Damn.
Yeah, they had to wipe their asses with like catalogs and shit or pine cones before that. I saw a thing the other day about, I didn't even realize this is how fucking dumb I am about, and I know we're going off on a tangent, but it's okay. I'm going to do a break in a minute. But I saw a thing about the invention of toilet paper, like the two guys that invented toilet paper.
Yeah, it was like a milestone.
The Scott Company. Yeah, yeah. And it was funny because at first they couldn't get anybody to buy it because everyone was too embarrassed.
Yeah.
And everyone had been using, everyone had outhouses then. And they were just using fucking like printed catalogs to wipe their butt with.
Yeah.
So I'm sure everyone's ass just had like ink all over it all the time.
Better than using your sleeve. Okay, listen.
Well, they probably did that too. All right. So we're about at the halfway point. So I'm going to stop and take a break. And then we will come back and talk about the really fucked up shit about Christmas.
It gets worse?
Yeah, it gets worse.
Okay.
Okay, so we'll be right back in just a minute.
Watch out. There's a new terror taking over kitchens around the world. Thrills, chills, mad cooking skills.
It Cooks, a weekly podcast brimming with recipes, tips, food finds, seasonal specials, and guests galore. Hosted by horror author Amber Fallon, hey, that's me, a foodie with over 20 years experience cooking, baking, and generally making a nuisance of herself. You've watched Food Network, you've read cookbooks, but nothing can prepare you for It Cooks, coming to a device near you.
If you're into cosplay, corsetry, steampunk, gothic, or rockabilly clothing, shoes, and accessories, then you must visit Subculture Corsets and Clothing, either online at www.subculturecorsets.com or drop by their store at the Avenues Mall in Jacksonville, Florida, located a half mile off I-95. Tell them you heard their ad on Project Entertainment Network and the 13 O'Clock Podcast and receive a 10% discount off your entire purchase. Or when checking out on their website, use the discount code 13 O'Clock and receive a 10% discount on your entire order. And if you're a full-figured girl, don't worry. Subculture carries sizes 4 through 4X, and they have men's clothing as well. That's subculturecorsets.com, and use discount code 13O'Clock for a 10% discount. Go check out their website now, subculturecorsets.com, or when traveling through Jacksonville, Florida, stop in and check out their store at the Avenues Mall.
Podcast, Dead Sexy Podcasts. I'm your host, Armand Rosamilia. Fridays exclusively on Project Entertainment Network, where I interview authors, publishers, editors, artists, filmmakers, narrators, the lady from Walmart, whoever I feel like talking to. That's every Friday, Armcast, right here on Project Entertainment Network.
There are terrors, real and imaginary. And I write about them all. Paranormal nonfiction. Horror fiction. The Rochdale House Poltergeist. The Mammoth Mountain Poltergeist. The Associated Hopeful Monsters. Red Menace. The Ten of Poisons. Bellwether. Go to www.jennyashford.com or search Amazon for the Jenny Ashford author page.
Okay. Christmas. Child beating. Child eating. It's, it's kind of a fun thing.
That's fun.
Well, sort of. So,
what's next on the roster?
Like I said, next on the roster. Now here, this one's kind of cool. This is from Iceland, and like I said, they had some pretty fucked up shit.
Oh, I know this one.
Now,
yeah.
Well, this is like a whole expanded universe, and they need to fucking make a movie out of this shit right here. Well, I'm sure they've made them in Iceland, but they need to make like one over here so I can actually see it. Some of you may have heard of the Yule Cat. The Yule Cat.
I've heard it. Yeah.
He's, and I'm not even going to attempt to say the Icelandic name, because it's like, that's worse than Bjork's last name.
Okay.
I can't even say that. But if you look up Yule Cat, you'll see it. This cat is giant. It's like not quite Godzilla size. It's not like Catzilla, but it's pretty big. I mean, it's bigger.
Than an elephant?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Well, when they show like artistic depictions of the Yule Cat, he's like sitting on a village, essentially. So he's like as big as a village.
Okay.
And here's the thing. Now, the thing about Yule Cat, he also eats people.
All right.
And he eats children. But for a really petty reason. If you don't have new clothes before Christmas Eve.
Oh, your ass is grass.
The Yule Cat will eat you.
Damn.
And I'm like, that seems like the Yule Cat. I mean, he's just shitting on the poor, right? You can't afford to have new clothes before Christmas Eve?
That was an invention of the tailors.
Well, it probably was. Yeah, they actually think it was invented to get people to work harder over the holiday season.
To look good.
So they would have enough money to get new clothes for Christmas Eve so the Yule Cat wouldn't eat them.
Yeah, right.
So yeah, like I said.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
And it just looks like a tabby cat? Calico
cat? They're different. In I've seen it as a black cat. I've seen it as like just... But it looks pretty much like a regular cat, except super, super huge.
All right. It has nothing to do with a Vril Maiden.
No.
A Yule Cat and a Vril Maiden?
All right. No, not that I know.
Only I can make that connection.
Yeah, I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? Now, associated with the Yule Cat, this is, like I said, it's like a whole family. There are also the Yule Lads.
Okay.
And these are kind of like Santa Clauses, Santa Claus Eye.
Okay.
But there are usually about 13 of them.
Okay.
And,
Like the apostles?
Sort of.
Yeah, okay.
And they kind of, they will visit, like, if you put your shoes out on the windows, this is also in Iceland.
Yeah.
During the 13 nights before Christmas Eve, like once a night, one of the Yule Lads will come and they'll either bring you good shit.
Right.
Or if you were bad, they will leave you a rotting potato.
Okay. Yeah.
Now.
So they come with the cat though.
Well, they're associated with the cat because I said, now the Yule Lads over time, like I think they kind of started out as their own thing.
All right.
But then over time, it kind of grew to encompass the Yule Cat and also one of my favorite characters, the Grilla. She is supposed to be the Yule Lad's mother.
Oh, no.
And the cat comes with her.
Okay.
Now she...
Grilla, yeah.
...is a monster.
Okay.
She is, like, usually depicted as a really big troll.
Okay.
Or, like, an ugly witch.
Okay.
And she's really, really big. And here's the coolest thing. Like, when I was researching this, I love you, Iceland, I have to say. In Iceland... There is a mountain, I can't remember the name of what the mountain is, but there is a humongous statue of the Grilla, this really ugly troll, and in front of her is this big, huge pot, and you can get in it and get your pictures taken.
Okay.
And it's like, it is out there all by itself. It's just like on top of this mountain, like looking out over this valley.
Is the statue in color?
Yeah.
What?
Well, I think it looked like it was... God, now I have to look at the picture again. It looked like it was stone.
Okay.
But, but the Grilla, which I think I'm pronouncing correctly, she actually was just, she didn't get associated with Christmas until the 17th century. Before that, she was just like a generic, troll that you scared your kids with. She has a husband as well, but I can't pronounce his name. They live in a cave.
Okay.
Right? Like a troll does. And, but, you know, in the 17th century, she got started to get associated with Christmas. And later she got associated with the Yule Cat and also the Yule Goat. There's also a Yule Goat.
Yeah, cool.
Because, you know, cats, goats, because, trolls, whatever. And, so she has some kind of, like, magical force ability. Uh-huh. She can tell when kids are being bad. So she's like Santa Claus, sees you when you're sleeping, yada, yada. Yeah. She's like that.
Okay.
So when it's Christmas, she comes out her cave and comes down to the town to find all the bad children so she can eat them.
Okay.
So she puts them in her pot and she cooks them.
Awesome.
And eats them. That's her favorite snack. And so they say.
Right.
And apparently, and if she gets a lot of kids, she'll make a big pot of stew out of them. And man, she can eat off that all year.
Kids must have been pretty bad back in those days.
I guess so.
If you had to scare them, if you didn't scare them with these kind of stories, I bet you they were pretty bad.
They were.
Probably little psychos.
Yeah. So she lives in a cave with her husband and the Yule lads, who later, like I said, became the son of her, and also the Yule cats. That's a pretty fucking crowded cave, all I have to say. Maybe it's a really big one. Now, here's kind of, this one actually is kind of a fun one. Speaking of witches, and I had actually heard of this one before, but in Italy, they don't really have, well, I guess they kind of have Santa Claus, but they have La Befana. She is the Christmas witch.
Okay.
But she's not a bad witch.
Right.
She's kind of just like Santa, but she like rides around on a broomstick.
All right.
And brings presents and awesome. Shit like that.
When did this start?
I don't know. It goes back a long way, but actually it's associated with Christianity a little bit. She actually doesn't come on Christmas. She comes on Epiphany, which is January 5th.
Okay.
And so I guess they have Santa come on Christmas and then she comes on January. Because like I said, God, man, these fucking kids, man, they get so many presents.
Yeah.
But
it's a long stream of presents and monsters and witches.
Pretty much, okay. Yeah. And she comes to and she puts candy inside of shoes and stuff like that. Now, another thing that La Befana is said to do is that she will sweep your floor before she leaves.
Cool.
So,
she's pretty helpful.
Yeah. So it's like, hey, La Befana cleaned up and left me a shit ton of candy.
Is that all she does?
That's pretty rad. Pretty much. I guess, the sweeping is, that's like sweeping out all the bad stuff from the last year. And then, so it's like a symbolic, symbolic thing. But yeah, she's always shown as like an ugly hag, like a traditional witch on a broomstick, except she just brings presents. I don't really know why. But, on the dark side of that, there is also another kind of Christmas witch. She's kind of more a goddess, but she's usually portrayed as a witch. And she's called Frau Perkta.
Huh.
And she, like the Grilla, she was kind of like a goddess that kind of transmogrified into like a specifically, like a specific Christmas legend. She is actually a lot more, she looks a lot like Krampus.
Okay.
She has cloven hooves.
All right.
And she usually has horns, and she's really ugly and stuff like that.
She's the same size as a normal person?
I guess so. I don't think she's big. Some artwork I saw of her, they show her as having two faces, one in the back of her head, one where your normal face is, and one in the back of her head, because she can be, very kind and loving and stuff like that, but you get on her bad side, and you know what her nickname is?
What's that?
The Belly Slitter.
Oh, man. Belly Slitter.
Frau Perkta, she's the Belly Slitter, and what she will do, if you've been very good, children, she will leave you silver coins. She'll put them in your shoes and stuff like that. If you have been bad, then she will slit open your stomach, take out all of your internal organs, and stuff your body with rocks and hay.
and you're supposed to survive this?
Well, it doesn't really go that far. I'm assuming you would not.
Okay.
I'm assuming you would not.
Okay.
So she punishes bad children. She also punishes lazy people.
Right.
Like, what if she comes to your house and you haven't spun all your flax for that year or whatever, excuse me, then also she will slit your belly up. So, not lazy anymore, are you?
No.
Because now you're dead. She is actually my favorite. She's actually my favorite one of all of this because she seemed like the scariest, and there's some really great artwork of her.
The head spins around?
Well, I don't know if the head spins around or if she just...
turns around.
Or if she just turns around and is like, oh man, motherfucker.
Yeah,
it was just like that scene in Amadeus where he had that two-faced mask on.
Yeah.
You guys know what I'm talking about, probably. That black mask. Okay, so... like I said, Frau Perkta, kind of like Krampus, but worse, like cutting your stomach open and whatnot. And then the last one I wanted to talk about. Now, this one was actually, I'm not sure if it was based on a real guy, because it's a very specific area, and it's part of France, Lorraine area. I'm not really sure where that is, but his name is Hans Trapp. That's what he's called. Uh-huh. And this legend started about the 15th century. And Hans Trapp was supposed to be this, you know, really rich guy, real powerful guy, but he was also a total asshole.
Okay.
Right? And everybody around the area, like, knew what an asshole he was. And he was not only an asshole. I mean, he was also a criminal. He was, like, you know, kind of your general greedy bastard. He was just, like, yeah, taking everyone's money, and he was selfish and stuff like that. But also, he was supposed to be a Satanist.
All right, awesome.
Yeah, so he used black magic, and
one,
he was like...
One thing, though, you know the picture, the drawing of it that they're showing here? That's the drawing from the Led Zeppelin album cover.
Yeah.
They had a picture of him on one of the Led Zeppelin albums.
Yeah.
And he was a Satanist?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Like I said...
Maybe that's why they used it.
Maybe so.
So but I think apparently, that's the Stairway to Heaven album cover, I think.
Yeah. Right. I'll put it in the YouTube video, but yeah. So he was a Satanist using black magic to, you know, keep his power and all this other stuff. Now, the Catholic Church found out about old Hans, and of course they didn't like it. So he got arrested, he got taken before the Pope, and then he was excommunicated.
Oh my God.
That's all they did?
Yeah.
They didn't burn him at the stake? Okay.
Nah.
So they let him go.
All right.
They're like, oh, worshiping Satan? Eh, that kind of stuff. Well, just get out. Just don't come back. We're not going to hang you or nothing. Drawn quarter.
When did this supposedly happen?
15th century.
Okay.
They were still burning witches right then?
Yeah, certain places. But I think that would just depend on where
well,
you were.
Well, he had a shit ton of money. That's why.
Yeah, you bought his way out.
Yeah, he's just like, all right, just excommunicate me, whatever, fuck off. I'm a Satanist anyway. What the fuck do I care?
He probably bribed him.
Yeah. So anyway, they let him go back to his hometown. And everybody in the town was like, fuck you, man. And they, you know, he was like a pariah.
Yeah.
And so, you know, people would just run away from him and stuff like that. And then all his money and land got confiscated.
Uh-oh.
So now he's a bum.
Right. Man.
So, yeah, so he had to go be like the Unabomber. He had to go like be a hermit, like out. He was a hermit out in the mountains and shit like that. He made a little shack instead of sticks and shit like that. And then, much like the Unabomber, he went crazy.
Okay.
And kind of got more into Satanism.
Did this really happen or is it a legend?
It's a legend.
It's a legend, okay.
I mean, it might be based on, loosely based on a real guy. I don't know.
Okay.
So, you know, he goes nuts. He's, like, getting more into Satanism stuff. And then he decides, you know what I'd really like to do? You know what's on my bucket list? I want to eat a dude.
Yeah.
Okay. You know? So, he just, like, yeah, he's like, I just want to bite into human flesh. I just want to see what it tastes like.
It always boils down to eating somebody. With these medievals.
That's what I mean. What?
It had to have been going on. Or that it was the worst possible thing that would happen sometimes.
Maybe that was the worst thing they could think of.
Yeah, maybe.
Either that or they were super, it's like, just, all of them were super secretly like wanting to eat people. It's like, man, that guy looks delicious.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
I think they're just trying to say that the guy's a savage.
Yeah, because of the animal-human duality. I guess that's probably all it is. So, basically what he would do is he would go, he wanted to catch a victim to eat, so he dressed up as a scarecrow.
Okay.
And he would go, like, wait in a field.
All right.
And for somebody to, like, happen by, it's like, oh, look, a scarecrow, and then rah.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, as it happened, yeah, I know. I'm like, shit. Oh, now some serial killers.
You gotta make a movie of that.
And we're in trouble. Yeah. Didn't they make a scarecrow horror movie, didn't they?
Many.
Yeah, I thought they did. So, you know, obviously a victim happened by one day, little shepherd boy, 10 years old. And so Hans Trapp caught him, and he stuck him with a stick, like stabbed him with a stick, dragged him back to his little shack, and cut him up roasted him. And evidently, just as he was about to eat the kid, God struck Hans Trapp with lightning.
Damn.
Which, I don't know why God didn't strike him with lightning before he killed the kid.
Right, yeah.
He's like, oh, well, that's okay, but
you
now
kill you... him, but now you can't eat him.
Yeah, he's like, ooh, fuck that. That's too far, man. That's over the line.
Yeah, that's funny.
So, yeah, so, God, man, God's a dick. But So evidently, you know, Hans Trapp got burned to a crisp, and apparently the little cut-up boy, I guess he went to heaven, I suppose, okay. And then he got up there and gave God a piece of his mind about why he didn't, anyway.
And that's how that one ends?
And that's kind of how that, and so...
That's that medieval justice.
And so, yeah, that's how that one ends. God struck him down. So Hans Trapp, from that point on, he became like a legendary figure, and for some reason, he got associated with Christmas. So on Christmas... he goes around all the houses dressed up like a scarecrow.
Okay.
And scares the shit out of kids and like drools like he's going to eat them and shit like that. Okay. And so, you know, what the fuck, man?
Yeah.
What were these people thinking?
Ryergot.
Must have been. That must have been it.
They were tripping back then.
I guess so. Yeah. Well, they must have just constantly tripping all the time.
Yeah.
But like I said, I do feel like, and that's why I'm so glad that like the legend of Krampus has kind of gained such a big resurgence in this country and stuff like that. Yeah. You know, now they have like Krampus parades and all that kind of shit, because I really like, you know, I really think we need to return to some of the, like, you know, I don't want to eat kids or nothing like that, but I just like, I like all the dark mythology around Christmas that we kind of have lost.
Right. It's been purged out by the marketplace.
Yeah, and that's kind of sucks, because one of my favorite things about Christmas was watching the fucking Christmas Carol.
Yeah.
With all the creepy ghosts and shit like that. It used to scare the crap out of me when I was a kid, but I love that. I love that kind of shit.
I always liked the scary rides at Disneyland when I was a little kid. Over the fun ones.
Yeah.
Like, you know, Snow White. When the witch had come out.
Oh, yeah.
How loud that was.
Oh, my God. That scared the crap out of me when I was little.
The Haunted Mansion. And then Space Mountain. I remember, and the Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah.
Parts of that were pretty creepy, you know. I remember the scary stuff as being the best.
Oh, me too. Me too. Yeah,
I loved being scared.
And I don't know, like...
kids nowadays don't get that.
Well, you and me were just talking about this the other day, that, like, I mean, in our generations, like, you know, you're a little bit older than me, but not much. I was born in 1972. So, you know, I grew up in the 70s and 80s, and we had a lot less supervision back then.
Yeah.
They didn't have as much, they weren't reluctant to, like, my parents would go rent me slasher movies.
Yeah, I used to play with gasoline.
Yeah, oh, me too. Me too.
Yeah.
And so...
like 7 or 8 years old playing.
And when we were talking about, like, a lot of the kids' movies that came out in the 70s and 80s were really scary.
Yeah.
I mean, look at shit like, what was that, like Watership Down? Or,
yeah.
You know, something, I mean, that scared the crap out of me when I was a little kid.
Yeah,
And even, like, even shit like,
And that rabbit got caught in the snare.
Yeah.
And then when the other ones got buried alive.
I still remember that.
The other rabbits got buried alive, and they were trying to dig their way to the surface because the construction happened.
I still remember that. That scared the shit out of me.
Yeah, and the original cartoon of The Hobbit.
Yeah.
The very, very first one, yeah.
Yeah, that was also pretty scary.
Smaug the Dragon.
Yeah, I remember that. I like that better than the Lord of the, when they remade the Lord of the Rings recently.
I like the animated Lord of the Rings. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, I did too.
Yeah.
But, you know, so it seems kind of a shame that, you know, that kind of dark, because the dark side of Christmas to me has a lot more of the magic of the holiday about it than the kind of good, happy, clappy kind of shit. You know what I mean? Yeah, it's like, I like Christmas and everything, you know, we celebrate Christmas and all that kind of shit, and it's fun, but I really like the whole mystery, like, oh, it's dark winter time, and we're all going to gather around the fire and tell creepy stories to each other and shit like that, and I, you know, I just feel like not a lot of that survived. Although, like I said,
it's sanitized now. Everything's sanitized.
Although, like I said, it does give me hope that with all the Krampus stuff coming back now, that people are kind of getting back into that. And even like Tim Burton with Nightmare Before Christmas and that kind of stuff. So I do feel like some people, particularly in our generation, you know, remember that that kind of dark glamour like around Christmas that we kind of need to get back.
Yeah.
And so that's why I really wanted to do a show about, like, all these fucking Christmas monsters, because it seems like so many other cultures, like, have hung on to that.
Yeah.
Because we never really had that. We just had Santa Claus, like I said, pretty much, right? I mean, because, I mean, the Dutch brought over Christmas, and for a while, like, the Puritans didn't like it because it was pagan and blah, blah, blah. Right. So it didn't really even get celebrated as a holiday until much later.
Yeah, I think...
Until the 18th century, maybe?
I'd always read that, really, Christmas didn't appear as you know it until after the 40s.
That's true. Yeah. I mean, you know, yeah, they had Christmas before then.
It was like an on and off type thing during the 1800s.
Yeah, I don't think it was as big a deal.
No, I don't think it was a big deal.
I mean, but yeah, like all the trappings we see now, like the way Christmas is nowadays is a pretty recent invention. But
Santa Claus in a red suit, reindeers flying, and just the commercialization of it started in the 40s.
I mean, yeah, well, Rudolph for sure came from the 40s. That was from a Montgomery Ward poem jingle.
They made that up.
Yeah, so Rudolph is totally made up. The other reindeer were around a long time before.
Same thing happened with Halloween. If you, I think the Halloween that we know is really from more of the 40s.
Yeah.
Because I have seen photographs from the 1800s, early 1900s of kids dressed up for Halloween, but also and adults dressed up for Halloween, and the costumes that they used were bizarre. It's a bit like paper bags over their heads and sacks.
Yeah,
and
they were very disturbing.
Yeah, it was scary, kind of creepy looking, and they were doing stuff in the daytime. And I don't know if they were actually trick-or-treating. Maybe they were.
Well, the whole point of Halloween, as far as I know, was that... I mean, that was the night when the veil between the dead and the living was really thin. So you were trying to keep away the ghosts and spirits. You were trying and demons and stuff. So you were supposed to look scary.
Yeah.
So they wouldn't get you.
Some of the photos I've seen, it almost kind of looked like it had elements of Mardi Gras too. Some of it looked like Mardi Gras. So yeah. I saw some French looking outfits in it.
Yeah.
But there's no telling, you know. It's hard to... We can project back on what those people were thinking at the time in any given activity they had. You really don't know what was going on unless you were there.
Yeah, because you don't really have... I mean, you don't have any context. And you can't... I mean, as much as you can use your imagination, you're never going to know, and you're never going to be able to...
Unless somebody wrote it down in detail.
What exactly the mindset was at the time. But, you know, as we've kind of seen with this show, it seems like Christmas and Halloween are actually a lot more similar than... So Tim Burton wasn't far off with that Nightmare Before Christmas thing. Because Christmas, like I said, it was always kind of a creepy... Because it's midwinter. You know? So, you know, you can see everyone's kind of huddled together. And, you know, they're hoping for a new year. But it's all dark and cold and shit like that. So, you know, monsters and whatnot. So, I guess we'll wrap it up, right? Okay, so hope everybody has a very happy holiday, whatever it is you celebrate, or whether you don't celebrate, I don't give a shit, whatever. we got a tree, we'll do some shit.
Yeah.
But, we still have t-shirts available. I know I remind you every single time, but, you know, go buy some, because we need money for next Christmas. And that'll do it. What do you want? You want to say anything?
Make sure to press the bell if you're listening to us on YouTube. There's a little bell near the subscription bar, and get your updates. Say you always want to be updated, because I noticed that YouTube doesn't work the way it used to. If you subscribe to a channel, you won't get notifications from them on a regular basis without pressing that bell.
Oh, see, I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
Thanks, YouTube.
Yeah.
Whatever. They're always moving shit around.
I know.
Whatever. Anyway, so have a happy holiday and tune in next week. Bye.
Bye.
This has been an exclusive presentation of the Project Entertainment Network.